Time now for Talking Birds.
The Bird Show, I like that. I love birds.
Ray Brown's Talking Birds.
Murder, espionage, intrigue, birds. Ray Brown, host of the radio show and podcast Talking Birds, joins us now to talk about some curious tales of birds in history. Ray, welcome back.
Thank you.
First off, there's a bird who played a role in a signature American event of the Cold War?
Right, a bird that can claim connection to the U.S. House Un-American Activities Committee.
Yeah.
It's the Prothonotary Warbler. Relates to an incident in 1948 when a former avowed communist named Whitaker Chambers testified before that committee that he and Alger Hiss had engaged in espionage against the United States. During the testimony, Chambers said that Hiss was a bird watcher and had once bragged about seeing a Prothonotary warbler near the Potomac River in D.C. And that testimony convinced many members that the two men knew each other, as Chambers had claimed. Hiss denied. Well, Chambers escaped punishment as a cooperative witness, but Hiss, the bird watcher, ultimately went to jail for perjury.
I have to ask you about the role of a bird in a very famous murder case.
That famous murder case was that of Leopold and Loeb in the early 1920s. Nathan Leopold had a hobby of ornithology, and he was quite an expert, probably knew more about a rare bird, or pretty rare bird, called the Kirtland's Warbler than anyone else in the country. Well, he made a trip to northern Michigan, and when he came back to his Chicago area, he developed a new interest, along with a very close friend of his, Richard Loeb, and that was the interest in committing the perfect crime. Well, they kidnapped and then killed a young friend called Bobby Franks. And the crime was exposed when police found an unusual pair of eyeglasses at the scene of the crime that turned out to belong to Leopold. He claimed that those glasses fell out of his pocket while he was doing some bird watching. But at the trial, he couldn't replicate those glasses falling out of his pocket. That was one of the things that led to his conviction, or both of them being convicted. Loeb was killed in prison by a fellow inmate. Leopold was released 33 years later and again became a bird watcher. It's pretty amazing, Scott. He moved to Puerto Rico and published a checklist of the birds of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. And by the way, that Kirtland's Warbler, first bird ever to be listed under the Endangered Species Act, is making something of a comeback. Maybe kind of ironic that it may owe its survival in part to the work of Nathan Leopold.
Forgive me, but whenever I see a mystery, bird watchers with binoculars are always on the list of suspects.
We had a Boston area birder, Scott, a couple of years ago, who was birding in the wintertime up on the North Shore, just north of Boston, out on a marsh, looking for wintering ducks and such. The problem was that right across on the other side of the marsh were some private homes. Well, the folks over there, I guess they weren't bird watchers. They saw this guy with binoculars and figured he was a peeping Tom. Anyway, they called the police. The police came and suggested to the bird watcher that, hey, there are no birds around in the wintertime, so you must be a peeping Tom. They released him after further questioning. He didn't exactly make history, Scott, but he did get on the 11 o'clock news.
Ray Brown, host of Talking Birds from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Thanks so much, Ray.
You're welcome. Thank you, Scott.